What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Okay, Roy, good friend of mine is, I won't say who he is because I've actually invited him to come on the show before, and he's like, I don't know if I could do that with the company he works for and stuff. So I'm not going to say who he is, but super, super smart guy, longtime friend of mine. And he is, by trade, he is a scientist, but he's kind of a data guy and very, very into markets and just studies. For whatever reason, he studies international markets a lot. And I think part of that is because pre-COVID, he was one of the people that had to travel for his company a lot to China, to India, to some, you know, just international marketplaces. And for, I remember him saying that, I didn't know this until he said this, that if you travel to China to do business, you are doing business solely in Shanghai. You will not be allowed out of that city. I don't think that means you can't do tourism in China. Like if you, I want to go see the Great Wall, you can make that happen.
Right.
But they're very controlling of what you see, what you experience, and especially if you're in the business community, of what you see and experience. So you're really not going to leave Shanghai. That's like where they do everything.
Right.
So he sent me this, and shoot, he'll probably listen to the podcast. So hi, if you're listening. But he, I'm just going to read the text he sent me because I was asking him questions, and I'll just read it. It says, China is on the brink of total economic collapse, potentially, right now. Because they don't have a free market, there are very few ways for someone to build wealth in China. One way that was still available to citizens was real estate. So a lot of folks have owned condos. If you had money, you were investing in real estate because that was one of the only like kind of free-ish markets in China. But they're entering the throat of their one-child policy. So they have an aging population that wants to access that wealth and use it in retirement. But how do you sell your condos when you own a couple, but the guy next to you owns six, and the house buying demographic, the younger demographic of 25 to 45 because of the one child policy is pretty much non-existent, or there's not enough of them buying to be able to sell what everybody has saved into. So the government has frozen their market, which I didn't even know this is like, why are people reporting this? The Chinese government has frozen their market right now, and Chinese investors are not allowed to sell Chinese stock at all to try to stem the bleeding. But foreign investors can, because they can't control foreign investment. So foreign investors are pulling out fast right now out of China because they see it coming. And they say that is driving the value down of everything even more. And so he said, you already have a 3-to-1 debt to GDP ratio. They can't print more money because they've already done that.
Yeah.
They can't keep doing it or they turn into Argentina. So they have a major, now here's what's really interesting. Can now politics get involved now? They have a major Hong Kong holder of Evergrande, which is one of the largest condo builder holders in the country, located in Hong Kong. Hong Kong, if you know, they are a part of China now. They're a little bit separate from China still. China's been trying to integrate them, but there's a lot that China still doesn't quite control in Hong Kong.
Right.
So one of the major builders, Evergrande, has now, in Hong Kong, called their debt and is forcing liquidation. So the politics there are that maybe this company's doing it on purpose to hurt Beijing. Because they're like, we see you, we're going to hit you now. Like, this is happening within China and Hong Kong. So I said, give me some documentation on this, because I want to see more than just what you're telling me. Well, he sends me an article right here. CNBC, Evergrande shares halted after Hong Kong, court orders liquidation.
Wow.
This stuff is happening right now. This is big, big deal stuff. And the reason I want to talk about it is not just because people aren't addressing it, but because there's a bigger lesson at play here that hopefully we'll be shielded from. I doubt we'll be completely shielded from, but there's an... I would say in like the late 2000s to early 2010s, there was a weird moment that China wants you to still believe is existing,
mm-hmm.
where they kind of figured out how to do authoritarian capitalism. Mm-hmm. You follow me?
Yeah.
So they could do things, and I've heard the best example I've heard is they were trying to develop medicines. Well, hey, this is before all this, okay? They're trying to develop medicines, lo and behold. Well, they could do it faster because in a free market, you have to go through lots of lab tests and then maybe animal tests. And then maybe you get to the point where it's safe enough to try human tests in phase one, very, very controlled.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that is part of the process because you don't want to hurt people with your experimental medicine. Hello.
Yeah.
You want it to be tested, tested, tested. I'm not even trying to make the point that's being made here, but follow me. So they would, because we are a free market and the Western world is mostly free markets, that was kind of the process no matter where you went. Now, it's a little bit different in every country, but that's generally the process because you didn't want to hurt people with experimental drugs.
Mm-hmm.
But you wanted the benefit of the drug if it is going to help people. So there's a slow process and there's a lot of money in it. But in China, because they had authoritarian capitalism, they could say, oh, you're developing this drug. Okay, that looks pretty good. Let us now get involved and just force people to take it. Like, oh, we have a dementia drug that looks like it has some potential. Instead of going through all the trials, we'll just pick this huge population. We'll just go into a nursing home and inject everybody with the drug. And then, lo and behold, if it didn't work, well, we killed a bunch of people, but we're in charge. Nobody's going to take us out. But if it worked, then gosh, it went to market way faster.
Yeah.
Because they were able to do the test faster. So they were like balanced on the head of a pin. They were holding this kind of model that people were like, oh my gosh, that actually works. The problem is, and this is why I wanted to bring it up with you, is because philosophically, you can't stay there.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because eventually dictators gonna dictate. The human condition takes over. And if you get a little bit of power, which they had, you don't stop, right?
Correct.
So you can't ever really stay where China has been. You're always gonna move toward more and more and more and more control because the people in power, they don't stop and be like, I'm just gonna hold it right there. Yeah. Everything's good right here. I've got enough power. They're always going to seek out more power.
Right.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.